Okay, we're talking about Ta'zim al-Ilm. This is a very important chapter. Ta'zim al-Ilm. It's like the most important in the whole book. And it's a profound chapter. So listen carefully. So I'll go on for maybe like 20 minutes or something until people come. فَسْلُمْ فِي تَعْذِيمِ الْعِلْمِ وَأَهْلِهِ. Chapter about venerating knowledge and its bearers. Giving respect to knowledge and those that have knowledge. Venerating knowledge and its bearers. يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ. Know that the student of knowledge. لَا يَنَالُ الْعِلْمُ. Will never acquire knowledge. وَلَا يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ. And will not benefit from knowledge. إِلَّا بِتَعْذِيمِ الْعِلْمِ وَأَهْلِهِ. Except by venerating knowledge in its bearers. وَتَعْذِيمِ الْأُسْتَاذِ وَتَوْقِيرِهِ. And respecting the teacher and giving and revering him. فَقَدْ قِيلَ. Because someone said, مَا وَصَلَ مَنْ وَصَلْ إِلَّا بِالْحُرْمَةِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطْ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ الْحُرْمَةِ. That whoever reached did not reach except by honoring. And whoever fell did not fall except by not honoring. Okay? مَا وَصَلَ مَنْ وَصَلْ إِلَّا بِالْحُرْمَةِ. مَنْ وَصَلْ, the person who reached. مَا وَصَلَ, did not reach. إِلَّا بِالْحُرْمَةِ, except by honoring. And the one who fell did not fall except by not honoring. وَقِيلَ, and it was said, الْحُرْمَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الطَّاعَةِ. Honoring is better than obedience. أَلَا تَرَى أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يُكَفَّرْ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. Do you not see that the human is not declared kafir by disobedience? The human is not declared kafir by disobedience. وَإِنَّمَا يُكَفَّرُ بِاسْتِخْفَافِهَا. While he is declared kafir by belittling a sin or looking down on a sin and thinking it's insignificant. وَبِتَرْكِ الْحُرْمَةِ, and by not honoring. وَمِنْ تَعْذِيمِ الْعِلْمِ تَعْذِيمُ الْمُعَلِّمِ. And from respecting knowledge is venerating the teacher. قَالَ عَلِيٌّ كَرَّمُ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ. As Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, أَنَا عَبْدُ مَنْ عَلَّمَنِي حَرْفًا وَاحِدًا. I am the slave of the person who taught me one letter. أَنَا عَبْدُ مَنْ عَلَّمَنِي حَرْفًا وَاحِدًا. إِنْ شَاءَ بَاعَ. If he wants, he can sell me. وَإِنْ شَاءَ أَعْتَقَ. If he wants, he can set me free. وَإِنْ شَاءَ إِسْتَرَقَ. If he wants, he can keep me a slave. وَقَدْ أُنْشِدْتُ فِي ذَلِكَ شِعْرًا. And I was quoted this line of poetry in this regard. رَأَيْتُ أَحَقَّ الْحَقِّ حَقَّ الْمُعَلِّمِ. رَأَيْتُ أَحَقَّ الْحَقِّ حَقَّ الْمُعَلِّمِ وَأَوْجَبَهُ حِفْظًا عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. I saw the most worthy of rights is the right of the teacher, and the most necessary to protect upon every Muslim. وَأَوْجَبَهُ حِفْظًا عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمِ. لَقَدْ حَقَّ أَنْ يُهْدَى إِلَيْهِ كَرَامَةً لِتَعْلِيمِ حَرْفٍ وَاحِدٍ أَلْفُ دِرْهَمٍ. Out of honor in teaching just one letter. كَرَامَةً لِتَعْلِيمِ حَرْفٍ وَاحِدٍ. Out of honor in teaching just one letter, it's necessary to give him 1,000 dirhams as a gift. And يُهْدَى إِلَيْهِ أَلْفُ دِرْهَمٍ. In honor of just teaching one letter, give him 1,000 dirhams. فَإِنَّ مَنْ عَلَّمَكَ حَرْفًا. Because whoever taught you one harf, مِمَّا تَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ, from what you are in need of, فِي الدِّينِ, in your deen, فَهُوَ أَبُوكَ فِي الدِّينِ. He's your father in your deen. وَكَانَ أُسْتَاذُنَا الشَّيْخُ الْإِمَامِ. Our teacher, the Shaykh, Imam Sadiduddin al-Shirazi, Allah have mercy on him, he used to say, قَالَ مَشَايِخُنَا. Our teachers, they said, Allah have mercy on them, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَكُونَ ابْنُهُ عَلِمًا. Whoever wants his son to be an alim, فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُرَائِيَ الْغُرَبَى مِنَ الْفُقَهَا. He should take care of the travelers from the fuqaha, or the poor people from the fuqaha, both meanings. وَيُكْرِمَهُمْ, and honor them. وَيُدْعِمَهُمْ, and feed them. وَيُعَذِّمَهُمْ, and respect them. وَيُعْطِيهُمْ شَيْئًا, and give them something. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ إِبْنُهُ عَلِيمًا. If his son does not become an alim, his grandchild will become an alim. وَمِنْ تَوْقِيرِ الْمُعَلِّمِ, and from respecting the teacher, أَلَّا يَمْشِيَ أَمَامَهُ, is not to walk in front of him. Allah yamshiya amamahu, not to walk in front of him. Wala yajlisa makanahu, and not to sit in his place. Wala yabtadi'a bil kalami indahu, and not to begin speaking in his presence, illa bi'idhnihi, except with his permission. وَلَا يُكْثِرَ الْكَلَامِ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, and not to talk excessively in his presence except with his permission. وَلَا يَسَلْ شَيْئًا عِنْدَ مَلَالَتِهِ, and don't ask him anything when he's not feeling too good. وَيُرَاعِيَ الْوَقْتِ, and consider the time. وَلَا يَدُقَ الْبَابِ, and don't knock on his door. Rather be patient and wait for him to come out. بَلْ يَصْبِرْ حَتَّى يَخْرُجْ. وَفِي الْجُمْلَةِ يَطْلُبُ رَضَاهُ, in summary, just seek his pleasure, وَيَجْتَنِبُ سُخْتَهُ, and refrain from his displeasure. وَيَمْتَثِلُ أَمْرَهُ, and fulfill his command. فِي غَيْرِ مَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in other than Allah's disobedience. فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَعَاتَ مِنْ مَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْسِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ, because there is no obedience for the creation in rebellion of the Creator. فِي مَعْسِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ, in rebellion of the Creator. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ شَرَّ النَّاسِ, that the most evil from people is the one who destroys his deen for the dunya of someone else. Destroys his deen for the dunya of someone else. In other words, to make someone else happy. He does the ma'asiyah to make someone else happy. So this is the worst person. Okay. وَمِنْ تَوْقِيرِهِ, and from venerating the teacher is also respecting his children. تَوْقِيرُ أَوْلَادِهِ. وَمِنْ تَوْقِيرِهِ, تَوْقِيرُ أَوْلَادِهِ, and from venerating the teacher is also respecting his children. وَمَنْ يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ, and whoever is associated with him. وَكَانَ أُسْتَاذُنَا شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ بُرْهَانُ الدِّينِ, our teacher Shaykh al-Islam Burhanu al-Din, the author of Hidayah, Allah's mercy be upon him, he would relate the story. أَنَّ وَاحِدًا مِنْ كِبَارِ أَيْمَةِ بُخَارَ, that one from the very big imams of Bukhara, كَانَ يَدْلِسُ مَجْلِسَ الدَّرْسِ, he would sit to lecture. He would sit to lecture, and in the middle of his discourse, he'd stand up sometimes. وَكَانَ يَقُومُ فِي خِلَالِ الدَّرْسِ أَحْيَانًا, sometimes. فَسَأَلُوهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ, so they asked him, why are you doing this? They asked him about this. فَقَالَ, he said, إِنَّ ابْنَ أُسْتَاذِي يَلْعَبُ مَعَ السِّبْيَانِ فِي السَّكَّةِ وَيَجِيُ أَحْيَانًا إِلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ, he says, the child of my teacher, he plays with the children in the street, and sometimes he comes to the gate of the masjid. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهُ, when I see him, أَقُومُ لَهُ, I stand up for him out of respect for my teacher. This is crazy. وَكَانَ الْقَاضِ الْإِمَامِ, and the judge, the Imam Fakhr al-Din, who was the leader of all the Imams in Marw, and the Sultan would hold him in high esteem. وَكَانَ السُّلْطَانِ يَحْتَرِمُهُ غَيَةَ الْإِحْتِرَامِ, and Fakhr al-Din, he says, إِنَّمَا وُجِدْتُ فِي هَذَا الْمَنْصَبِ, that the only reason I'm here in this position, بِخِدْمَةِ الْأُسْتَاذِ, is because of the service of the teacher. Who's saying this? Fakhr al-Din is saying this, right? He's the judge of Marw. He's one of the biggest imams of Marw. And he's saying, the only reason I'm here in this position is because of serving my teacher. فَإِنِّي كُنْتُ أَخْدُمُ الْأُسْتَاذَ الْقَاضِيَ الْإِمَامِ أَبَا يَزِيدْ الدُّبُوسِ, the biggest usuli imam. He says, I would serve my teacher, the Qadi Imam Abu Zayd, and I would serve him, and I would cook his food for him for 30 years. وَأَتْبُقُ طَعَامَهُ ثَلَاثِينَ سَنَةً, I cook his food for him for 30 years. وَلَا أَكُلُ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, and I never ate anything from him. وَكَانَ الشَّيْخُ الْإِمَامُ الْأَجَلِ, the Shaykh and the venerated Imam, شَمْسُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْحَلْوَانِي, Rahimahullah, Allah have mercy upon him. قَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ بُخَارَ, he left from Bukhara. What did he do? He left from Bukhara, شَمْسُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْحُلْوَانِ, وَسَكَنَ فِي بَعْدِ الْقُرَى, and he resided in one of the surrounding villages because of some haditha. An incident occurred for him. Something happened. An incident, so he was forced to leave Bukhara and live in one of the surrounding villages. So he was there for a few days. وَقَدْ زَارَهُ تَلَامِيذُهُ, all of his students came and visited him. شَمْسُ الْأَئِمَّةِ, he's a big imam. So the students would go and visit him in the village he was residing in. غَيْرَ الشَّيْخِ الْإِمَامَ الْقَادِي شَمْسَ الْأَئِمَّةِ الزَّرْنُجِي, this one sheikh, he couldn't make it. He didn't go visit the big sheikh, right? You know, while he was staying in that village. So then when they met, فَقَالَ لَهُ حِينَ لَقِيَهُ. So when they met Shamsul Aimma Al-Halwani, he said to the student, he said that, لِمَ لَمْ تَزُرْنِي, why did you not visit me? لِمَ لَمْ تَزُرْنِي. فَقَالَ لَهُ, he said, كُنْتُ مَشْغُولًا بِخِدْمَةِ الْوَالِدَةِ. He said, I was busy in serving my mother. So he gave him a dua, and he told him about something that would happen. Which is like, he couldn't stop it. He gave him a dua, he said, تُرْزَقُ الْأُمْرَةِ, you'll get a long life. You'll be granted a long life. And then he said, وَلَا تُرْزَقُ رَوْنَقَ الدَّرْسِ, you won't get the splendor of lecturing. You won't get it. وَكَانَ كَذَلِكَ, and that's how it was. Because فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ يَسْكُنُ فِي أَكْثَرِ أَوْقَاتِهِ الْقُرَى. Because this other Shamsul Aimma, what's his name? Shamsul Aimma Az-Zarnuji. Most of his life he resided in villages, and he never got the opportunity to lecture on لَمْ يَنْتَظِمْ لَهُ الدَّرْسِ. It didn't work out for him. فَمَنْ تَأَذَّى مِنْهُ أُسْتَاذُهُ. So whoever is injured, تَأَذَّى مِنْهُ أُسْتَاذُهُ. So because of whoever's teacher is injured because of him. That's what it means. Okay, just collect it for a while and then we can split up. Okay? فَمَنْ تَأَذَّى مِنْهُ أُسْتَاذُهُ. So whoever's teacher is injured because of him, يُحْرَمُ بَرَكَةِ الْعِلْمِ, the person will be deprived of the blessings of knowledge. وَلَمْ يَنْتَفِعْ بِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and will not benefit from knowledge except a bit. إِنَّ الْمُعَلِّمَ وَالتَّبِيبَ كِلَاهُمَا. Indeed, the teacher and the doctor, both of them, لَا يَنْصَحَانِ إِذَا هُمَا لَمْ يُكْرَمَا, do not give advice when they're not honored. لَا يَنْصَحَانِ, it's technia, right? لَا يَنْصَحُ لَا يَنْصَحَانِ. لَا يَنْصَحَانِ إِذَا هُمَا لَمْ يُكْرَمَا, when the two of them are not honored. إِنَّ الْمُعَلِّمَ وَالتَّبِيبَ كِلَاهُمَا, the teacher and the doctor, both of them, do not give advice when they're not honored. فَاصْبِرْ لِدَائِكَ إِنْ جَفَوْتَ طَبِيبَهُ وَاقْنَعْ بِجَهْلِكَ إِنْ جَفَوْتَ مُعَلِّمًا. So be patient with your ailment if you upset the doctor. Be patient with your ailment if you upset the doctor, and be content with your ignorance if you upset the teacher. وَاقْنَعْ بِجَهْلِكَ إِنْ جَفَوْتَ مُعَلِّمًا. وَحُكِيَ, and it's been related, أَنَّ الْخَلِيفَةَ هَارُونَ الرَّشِيدِ, that the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, بعث ابنه إلى الأسمعي, he sent his child to Asma'i, who was Imam of Nahu, ليعلمه العلم والأدب, so he can teach him some Nahu and some Adab. Ilm here is referring to Nahu. فرآه يوما يتوضأ. So Harun al-Rashid, he saw Asma'i one day, he was making wudu. ويغسل رجله, and he was washing his foot. وَابْنُ الْخَلِيفَةِ يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ عَلَى رِجْلِهِ, and the Khalifa's son was pouring water on his foot. He was a student, right? Harun Rashid, he sent his child to Asma'i to study some Nahu. And he came and he was making wudu, and the Khalifa's son was pouring the water. The king's son, like prince, he was pouring the water and Asma'i is washing his foot. فَعَاتَبَ الْأَسْمَعِيَّ فِي ذَلِكَ بِقَوْلِهِ. So Harun Rashid, he reprimanded Asma'i, saying to him, I only sent my child to you so you can teach him some knowledge and teach him some grammar and teach him some adab. This is why I sent him to you. فَلِمَاذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُهُ بِأَنْ يَصُبَّ الْمَاءَ بِإِحْدَى يَدَيْهِ وَيَغْسِلَ بِالْأُخْرَى رِجْلَكَ. So why did you not command him to pour water on your with one of his hands and wash your foot with the other hand? This is how they were, man. وَمِنْ تَعْذِيمِ الْمُعَلِّمِ تَعْذِيمُ الْكِتَابِ. And from venerating, this is a mistake. It says from venerating the teacher is venerating the book. From respecting the teacher is respecting the. It's supposed to be from respecting knowledge is respecting the book. It makes more sense. Because there's no direct link between the book and the teacher, right? Book and knowledge. So now he's talked everything about the teacher, it's gone. And now he's going to talk about the book. And in the translation, he's referring to the Quran. That everything he's talking here is about the Quran. But that's not right. Because it's not written fiqh. It's not a fiqh book, right? So he's not giving hukum shari, that you have to have wudu for the Qur'an, and he's restricting it to the Qur'an. No, he's talking about every paper. you touch the paper within a state of purity. You don't like... That's what he's talking about. It's exaggerating. That's the purpose here, right? So now you don't have to make interpretation and say he's talking about the Qur'an, like he's done in the translation. Okay, now listen to this. وَمِن تَعْذِيمِ الْعِلْمِ تَعْذِيمُ الْكِتَابِ. And from respecting knowledge is also respecting the book. فَيَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ لَا يَأْخُذَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالطَّهَارَةِ. So it's befitting for the student of knowledge to not pick up the book except in a state of purity. So it's talking like, for example, Qudui. Not just Quran, because that's wajib, right? If you don't do that, you're sinful. So that's for like everybody. But it's talking specifically, students of knowledge, they have to be conscious of these things. وَحُكِيَ عَنِ الشَّيْخِ شَمْسِ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْقُلْوَانِ. And it's been related from the Shaykh Shamsul Al-Aimma Al-Qulwani, Allah have mercy on him, that he said, إِنَّمَا نِلْتُ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ بِالتَّعْظِيمِ. إِنَّمَا نِلْتُ. What verb is that? نِلْتُ. نَالَ يَنَالُ. نَالَ نَالَ نَالُ نَالَتَ نِلْنَا. نِلْتُ نِلْنَا. It's number 13. It's نَالَ يَنَالُ. Like خَافَ يَخَافُ. نِلْتُ خِفْتُ. إِنَّمَا نِلْتُ. إِنَّمَا نِلْتُ. هذا العلم بالتعظيم. That I only acquired this knowledge through ta'zim. I only acquired this knowledge through ta'zim, through respecting. فإني ما أخذت الكاغذ. I did not pick up a paper ever, إلا بالطهارة, except in a state of ritual purity. كاغذ, paper. والشيخ الإمام شمس الأئمة السرخسي, شمس الأئمة السرخسي, Allah's mercy be upon him, كان مبتونا. He had some stomach problems. He had a bad stomach, right? So he couldn't keep his wudu. وَكَانَ يُكَرِّرُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. And he would, study. Over there it says he would recite, I think so. Well, it doesn't mean that. يُكَرِّرُ doesn't mean it. And it's not talking about the Qur'an anyways, because he's made that interpretation, so he wants to fit with it. So he's going to twist all the words for that. So يُكَرِّرُ here, it means to study, like fiqh or something, or write. You know, because he was a prolific writer, Shams al-Aimma al-Saraqsi. It was 30 volumes from memory. Okay? And he kind of yukarrir fi laylatin. One night he was doing takrar. He was repeating something he was doing, some knowledge. فَتَوَدَّأَ فِي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ سَبْعَ عَشْرَةَ مَرَّةً. That night he made wudu 17 times. How many times? 17 times. Because he didn't want to do it without wudu. لَأَنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُكَرِّرْ إِلَّا بِالطَّهَارَةِ. Because he wouldn't repeat his study except in a state of purity. وَهَذَا. And why are they going to this extent for? لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُور. Because knowledge is a light. وَالْوُضُوءَ نُور. And ablution is a light. فَإِذَّا نُورِ الْعِلْمِ بِهِ. The light of knowledge increases because of the light of wudu. So they want to combine the two lights. That's why they go to all this extent. وَمِنَ التَّعْذِيمِ الْوَاجِبِ. And from the necessary respect. أَلَّا يَمُدَّ رِجْلَهُ. Is that the student not extend his foot towards the book. Any book, not just the Qur'an. Any book of knowledge, you don't extend your foot to the book. وَيَدْعُ كُتُبَ التَّفْسِيرِ. And put the books of tafsir. You see, look, he's making specific tafsir, so he's talking about any book. He wasn't talking about the Qur'an. All that stuff he talked about, it's not the Mus'haf he's talking about. Any book of knowledge. You see? وَيَدْعُ كُتُبَ التَّفْسِيرِ فَوْقَ سَائِرِ الْكُتُبِ. And put the books of tafsir on the other books, ta'zeeman, out of respect. وَلَا يَدْعُوا عَلَى الْكِتَابِ شَيْئًا آخَرٍ. And on the book you don't put anything else, like a pen or an ink pot or something. You know? Move it from the book. Okay, so you don't put anything on top of the book. Right? Especially if it's fiqh or tafsir or hadith. And they all have their maqam. So the respect for each one is different as well. And when you want to stack them up, books of tafsir should be on the top. وَكَانَ أُسْتَاذُنَا. Our Shaykh, our teacher, Shaykh al-Islam Burhanuddin. Yeah, obviously the author of Hidayah. Allah have mercy on him. يَحْكِي. He would relate from a Shaykh from the Mashayikh. A Shaykh from the Mashayikh. He relayed the story from him. That there was a faqih. أَنَّ فَقِيهًا. A scholar. كَانَ وَضَعَ الْمِحْبَرَ عَلَى الْكِتَابِ. He put his ink pot on top of a book. What did he do? He put his ink pot on top of a book. كان وضع المحبرة على الكتاب. فقال له بالفارسية. So the Sheikh spoke to him in Farsi and he said, Barnayavi, which means لا تجد النفع من علمه. You won't benefit too much from your knowledge. Told him that. Straight up. وَكَانَ أُسْتَاذُنَا الْقَاضِيَ الْإِمَامِ. Our teacher, the Qadi and the big Imam, venerated. Fakhr al-Islam, known as Qadi Khan. Known as Qadi Khan. He was a big faqih, Qadi Khan. Allah's mercy be upon him, he would say, okay, and then he gave the fiqhi ruling behind all this. You know, because there's an adab, right? That's necessary in order to, for the knowledge to be fruitful. So adab is required, right? So the whole book is about that. It's not about hukum shari, it's not talking wajib and, you know, sinful and disobedience. Most of it is not, some of it is. So if you go against the adab, it actually becomes a sin. And some of it is just leaving mustahab. But it's really, in this line, right, it's important. If you want your knowledge to be very beneficial, you have to even consider the adab. And that's what it's all about. So Qadi Khan comes and puts things straight. He says, إِلَّمْ يُرِدْ بِذَلِكَ الْإِسْتِغْفَافِ. If the purpose behind, for example, putting an ink pen on top of a book, is not istighfaf, it's not istighfaf. It's not like because he doesn't think the book is important, that's why he's doing that. It's like you use it as a mic rest or something. Because it's just a book, who cares? Put your mic rest on it, or something like that. Rest your mic on it. So if the purpose isn't istighfaf, Qadi Khan is saying, falabas. It's not a sin, it's not a sin, but it's still undesirable. You know, like, to put something on top of a book or something. Obviously, we're not doing it because we hate the book or something. We're doing it just like because we, you know, we're not concerned too much about it. So if the purpose is not istighfar, he's saying labas. What's he saying? Labas. There's no problem in it. Wal awla an yataharraz anhu. But best is to avoid even this. Best is to avoid even this. Wa min at-ta'zim al-wajib. Okay, now he's talking about writing. That you don't cramp your writing. So we leave that. No. Inshallah. Okay, other class, get in there. The new class. Okay, you guys, you're not coming.